Welcome to Seven Figure Purpose, where purpose-driven experts learn to build brands that are both profitable and aligned with their deepest values and life vision. I'm Alana Sparrow, your guide to creating a business that's built around your life, one that's true to who you are while achieving the success you deserve. Hi there, and welcome to Seen, Heard, and Paid, a private podcast for those of us walking the sometimes beautiful, sometimes terrifying path of showing up fully in our work and our lives. I'm Alana Sparrow, and today I want to have an honest conversation about something that touches every single one of us, the paradox of visibility, that deep desire to be seen authentically alongside the very real fear of what happens when we are. You know that feeling, the flutter in your chest when you're about to share something real, the moment before you hit publish, or before you state your price, or before you speak your truth, that voice that whispers, "What if they judge me? What if I'm too much? What if I'm not enough?" I feel it too. Even after years of building my brand and showing up online, there are still days when my finger hovers over the post button and everything in me wants to retreat. But here's what I've learned and what we're going to explore together over these next 10 episodes. Being seen isn't about perfection. It's about practice and the journey of being truly seen, deeply heard, and fairly paid might be the most transformative work we ever do. Let's start by naming what makes this so hard, because I think one of the most isolating things about visibility fears is believing you're the only one experiencing them. Here's the truth. Being seen isn't hard because there's something wrong with you. It's hard because we're human. We're neurologically wired for connection, and with that comes the instinctive fear of rejection. Our brains are still running ancient software that equates social rejection with physical danger. When you feel that resistance to being seen, you're not broken. You're responding to the thousands of years of evolutionary programming. Maybe you've thought things like, "What if they don't like what I have to say? What if I'm criticized or misunderstood? What if I put myself out there and nothing happens?" I hear you, and let me tell you something important. Everyone who has ever made an impact has felt these exact same fears. But here's where the paradox comes in. When visibility invites vulnerability, invisibility guarantees it. Because when we hide, when we play small or mute our voices or discount our worth, we're not just hiding from judgment. We're hiding from connection, from opportunity, from impact. And that's the real cost of staying invisible. One of the most transformative experiences of my life started with a decision that terrified me. I decided to transition from coloring my hair to embracing my natural gray, and I decided to do it publicly, documenting the entire journey on Instagram. Now, this wasn't when gray hair was trendy or celebrated. This was before the silver hair movement really took off. And anyone who's done this knows it's not a quick or pretty process. We're talking months, actually 2 years of awkward grow out, multiple colors of hair at once, strong demarcation lines between the dyed and natural sections. I was literally showing up to professional meetings, client presentations, and networking events with what society had conditioned me to see as not my most attractive self. Talk about vulnerability. Every post felt like I was saying, "Here I am, in between, not polished, not finished." But something extraordinary happened. That account grew to over 90,000 followers. People connected with the journey, not because it was perfect, but precisely because it wasn't. What stunned me were the messages. "Thank you for showing the real process. I've been afraid to do this, but seeing you go through it gives me courage. You've helped me accept myself exactly as I am. That's when I realized something that changed everything for me. People don't connect with your perfection. They connect with your humanity. And the fascinating thing, I never monetized that Instagram account. It wasn't about selling anything, but the lessons I learned about visibility, vulnerability, and authentic connection became the foundation for everything I've built since. When I later started building my personal brand on LinkedIn to reposition my business, I applied every single lesson from that gray hair journey. I knew in my bones that showing up authentically, not when you're ready, but exactly as you are, creates a magnetic field of trust. And when I started treating visibility, not as a performance, but as a practice, showing up consistently, imperfectly, and authentically, that's when everything shifted. My audience grew, my business flourished, but more importantly, the work itself became more meaningful. And this is what I want for you. Not just the external success that comes with being seen, but the internal freedom that comes when you stop hiding who you really are. So what exactly do I mean by being seen, heard, and paid? Being seen is about visibility, showing up in a way that reflects your authentic self. Being heard goes deeper. It's about creating resonance, not just making noise. It's when your message lands so deeply that people feel understood by you. And being paid, that's about receiving fair value for the transformation you create. It's about an energetic exchange that honors your worth and the impact of your work. Throughout this series, we'll explore each of these dimensions. We'll talk about the courage to be perfect, the art of creating true resonance, the energetics of presence, the relationship between visibility and pricing, handling criticism, embodying your message, and developing practical visibility habits. And we'll do it all with one core belief, that your visibility isn't just about you. It's about the people who need exactly what you have to offer. You know, I was talking with a client recently, a brilliant therapist who works with trauma. For years, she kept her practice small, limited her reach. And why? Because she was afraid of being seen too much if she fully expressed her passion for her work. We dug deeper. She realized her fear of visibility wasn't just limiting her income, it was limiting her impact. Every time she held back from sharing her expertise, someone who needed her unique approach continued suffering alone. That realization shifted everything for her. Suddenly, visibility wasn't about ego or attention seeking. It became an act of service, a responsibility to those she meant to help. And I wonder, what impact are you withholding because of your fear of being seen? As we wrap up this first episode, I want to leave you with a simple practice to begin with, something small but powerful. Take 5 minutes today to ask yourself these questions. What would I share if I wasn't afraid of judgment? Whose life might change if they heard this message? And what's the real cost to me and to others if I continue to hide? Write down your answers, sit with them, and notice what shifts inside you. This journey isn't about forcing yourself into uncomfortable visibility. It's about expanding what feels comfortable, step by step. It's about recognizing that your voice matters, your work matters, and the world is waiting for exactly what only you can offer. In our next episode, we'll explore the courage to be imperfect, how embracing vulnerability creates deeper connection than any polished performance ever could. Until then, remember, being seen begins with seeing yourself. Truly seeing the value you bring, the wisdom you've earned, and the unique light that only you can share. Thank you for being here. I'm honored to walk this path with you. This has been Seen, Heard, and Paid. I'm Alana Sparrow, and I'll see you next time.